Hi, this is Lynn LeMaster with Prescott News, and I'm sitting here with San Martin Rodriguez of Prescott Night Out and also Prescott News. And we're also, our guest today is Rosie Darby of the Yavapai County Fair. So we're here to talk about some of the county fair happenings that are going to be coming up in 2019. And really, you have to start thinking about 2019 now, even though it's just been about a month or so since the last fair.
That is correct. Pretty much a lot of those planning start within a week after fair.
You're like, no problem with planning.
That's right. We start right away.
I try to figure out what's happening tomorrow.
Yep.
So you've already been to a convention.
Right. So the Fair Association in the state, it's the Arizona Fair Association, has a convention where all of us can come together right around the second week of November. And they bring in a lot of entertainment for us. So it's kind of a convention that's a lot of education, but it's a lot of entertainment. So we are able to sit and sample various amounts of entertainment, from concerts, performers, to strolling acts, to stage acts. So they do video showcases. We sit through hours and hours of showcasing of entertainment. So we very much come away having fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Right up your alley.
I want to get into this entertainment stuff.
That's right. Yeah. we're learning. Wait, we're partying. This is fun. Look, it's a magician. Wait, it's a balloon guy. You know, so all these fun things. So when we're there, we learn so much about what's there. And it's great because we get to see them in action to decide whether it's something that would really work for our fair. This year, we were able to book 99% of our entertainment.
Wow.
Would have liked to booked more, but it costs too much money. So we had expired that budget quickly. But looking forward to what we have coming and excited about the things that are coming along.
Well, I imagine you want to keep some of this a little bit of a secret, but can you give us some ideas about at least the types of acts that you booked?
Yeah, no, we'd like to let everybody have a little bit and to sample it a little bit to ourselves. So we are really excited. There is an artist that we're 99% sure he will be booked for us for Saturday night, and his name is Coffee Anderson. Coffee Anderson is actually going to have a show on Bravo starting in April about country-ish, and so we're excited that we're able to book him before he becomes an icon. So it's about him and his wife is the show. He's a country artist along with that hipster type country, does some amazing things. We were able to hear him there. So we're very grateful that our carnival books two great bands for us. And so he's going to be able to come this year, and he's kind of going to be a semi-headliner. He has about four albums out. I would suggest you hit Spotify or Pandora and Google some of his music, and he does some great songs. And so we're excited to have him coming Saturday night. Friday night, we are looking for a rock band. Looks like we might be doing an Eagles tribute band out of Phoenix. Nice. So that's what we're excited about that. The one thing about this is we learned, I learned a big lesson my first year. I went, listened to all the bands, and I'm like, I like that one, and I like that one. And then when we were at fair, somebody said, who planned the bands? And I'm like, I did. They're like, yeah, you like country, huh? I went, oh, yeah. They all were my kind of music. So I have to make sure that we look at that and try to get a vast variety. And we're also still looking for a Hispanic band to do some Hispanic music on Sunday.
Ooh, that sounds fun. Like a whole weekend full of great entertainment.
Yeah.
And you mentioned something about balloon acts and strolling acts, that sort of thing. Tell us about that.
So there's two different kinds of entertainment that you can have. There'll be stationary acts that are, they have a spot, they set up, they only perform there. They're either on the stage or wherever they set up. And then there's strolling acts, and these are acts that are wandering all around the fair. And last year we kind of dabbled a little bit into the strolling, and we found it to be a great fit for our fair. Previously, I was a little concerned about our terrain because it is so elevated, but it worked well, and it did bring in a lot of things. So we will be having a magician come. He'll be performing four different times a day, strolling throughout the fair, and he does a great job. Plus, he does an educational magic show for us on Thursday for our school tours, which is great.
I like magic.
Yeah, it is.
Magic works out really much. Yeah. So.
And then we will also be having a balloon artist come back and do the balloons for the kids. Then we have two stationary acts. The one I'm super excited for He brings a huge pirate ship. It's about 60 foot long and 40 foot wide. And he is bringing in all kinds of different birds. So throughout the day, you can go and see some of these birds in their cages. And then when he's performing, the birds perform. They fly around. They sing. They do tricks. All kinds of things. Super excited. It's a little different twist. A different animal type act for us. We haven't been able to have anything like that before. And so we're excited for that. And then we're actually bringing in another one that's called Play with Giants. And the Play with Giants is a neat thing. It's a lots of major, large things. Like, they have a life-size operation game. So you're holding these big, huge tweezers. And if you think back to when you were a kid, or as my six-year-old told me the other day, Mom, my aunt had this game, and it was super fun and scary, and it went zzz. And I was like, wow. Yeah, it's called Operation, honey. He's like, you've never seen it. I'm like, no, I have. But so this is a life-size operation game, and you get to use these great big huge tongs and try to pull the heart out of the operation, and hopefully it doesn't go bzzz on you.
That, I remember playing that game back in the days. That was awesome. Yeah. So not to go back to your entertainment, I'm obviously Googling over here, and I picked up, it's Coffee Anderson, C-O-F-F-E-Y.
Yes, so it's Coffee.
E-E.
Yeah.
But his first song that came up, man, 8.5 million views.
Yes.
And it's a song from Best Wedding Song, Better Today. So that sounds like a good treat to have somebody as you know, as involved in, you know, YouTube to have 8.5 million hits. Is that's kind of outstanding, to be honest.
Yeah, really is. He has got a huge, huge following. He's got some songs that just... they make you laugh, and yet they're right there with you. And yet he's got a great following along with it as well. He's got some great songs that we loved, which was Chicken Wagon. Like I said, it's got the hipster country, but a long time he's got the regular country, plus some great, you know, some like religious type side songs into it with.
I think I've actually heard him. Now that I see his picture, I was just like looking into it. I was like, I've seen this song, but I can't think of it. And I don't know if we can actually play this song for copyright reasons. Basically, sometimes when you put stuff and post it, they'll be like, oh, you can't have this unless you have the rights. So
I don't know if he would be that way, but I have to tell you. So he has a couple songs. One is Tacos and Margaritas, and it talks about how you and I go together just like tacos and margaritas, or how chips and salsa. And he relates the relationship to these different things that just have to go together.
That's how I do my relationships. I mean, that's right. I like tacos. Actually, you know what? Feed me tacos and you're my friend.
That's right. And then the other one, it just cracks me up, and it's Your New Boyfriend. And he talks about, in the song, it talks about, you know, we just broke up a week and a half ago, and I saw you in Walmart with your new boyfriend, and he's ugly. It just makes me laugh every time. So he's got some funny songs that really have some things, plus he's just got some that are just really neat.
Well, you know what we can do is when we get the story put together, we'll embed a couple of the YouTube videos.
Yeah.
So we can do that.
Yeah.
I will tell you, this is a concert that we are privileged to be able to have him come. And I don't know that we could logistically afford it ever again, especially after he gets us a TV show and everything like that.
Yeah, perfect timing.
And, you know, he wanted to come. He's branched out. He's big in Texas. He's just came out to the Arizona, California sides of the fairs. And, you know, it's because county fairs are true to his heart. So he talks about that here's this little boy and this little girl, and they went to the county fair. And they came to the county fair, and their mom had just died, and they didn't think they had anything to live for. And this lady was doing a cakewalk, and they did the cakewalk, and the little boy won a cake. And so who would think that the cake mattered anything? He says, but that cake gave that little boy something to live for, and how exciting it was. And ever since then, the county fairs became really important because he was the little boy. And I tell you what, it was like amazing. And so he is here for our small town county fairs, just like Yavapai County. Mm-hmm. And he's just a great guy. We had the privilege of the night before he was doing his sound check, and one of his friends was kind of hanging out with all of us. So we ended up in the top, and they were just finished their sound check, and we were like, dang it, we came to sneak us extra concert. And he went and grabbed his guitar, and we got to sit around for about an hour while he just sang and played and got to learn the real Coffee Anderson. And I tell you what, it even made his concert even be that much better. So very grateful to Brown and Brown Amusements for them bringing it into us and being willing to pony up something like that for a fair like us.
That's awesome.
So now where do you set the acts up at the fairgrounds?
So CAFE will be on our main stage, which is right up there between in the parking area, up the hill a little bit, and that's where he'll be. I don't know where I'm going to put the pirates yet. I'm going to find a place.
They're going to take over wherever.
That's right. I was very excited, and I'm like, great, this will be awesome. And some of my board members later said, where are you going to fit that? And I'm like, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, there's enough space over there.
There'll be space somewhere. Whoa. So yeah, and Play With Giants will be up in the grandstands, so the semi-covered area. And so very excited. I think we've got some entertainment that's going to bring some fun. The balloons again will be free, so they'll be make a balloon, you know, character for their kids. Plus we'll have some of the regular stuff that's around there for the families to enjoy, because once again, this is what we pride ourselves on, is the fact that we can bring the fair to a family. They can come for the price of admission, which is relatively cheap, $16 for an entire day of a family pass. I just went to the state fair. It was $12 a person. So, I mean, put that into consideration. We're one of the cheapest charged fairs around. So your family can come for that family pass, which is 2 adults and 4 kids for $16. And everything is included except for the carnival. You can pet the animals in there. You have the farm experience. Every department has something you can do. And that's what we pride ourselves on. If you're a family on a budget, pack a picnic and come, because that's what we're here for.
That's awesome.
Okay. So thanks so much for meeting with us today. This has been great to hear about the acts in advance and to know that you're planning out almost a year in advance. But that's what you have to do. So
I can't wait. I'm like excited. I was like, when are we going to do the next podcast?
That's right. Did we convert you over to country?
Oh, I'm always in. I'm into entertainment in general. So if it's music, then I'm in.
Good.
I'm in.
So thanks, Rosie, for joining us today, and we will talk to you the next time.
All right.
And so this is Lynn. I'm signing off.
This is San Martin.
And this is Rosie Darby. So come see us at the fair.